please have your attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, do any of you guys have any trouble getting your teenagers to mow the lawn? Seriously.
Yeah.
You know how teenagers, they don't want to mow the lawn. They're just lazy.
I hated mowing the lawn. I hated that when I was a kid.
At least I had a legitimate excuse. I was so allergic that I couldn't breathe. I'd go into an asthma attack. And I'm not encouraging teens
how
to use that.
How come I didn't think of that one?
Well, it wasn't something I thought about. It's what I had. It was part of my... Hey, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show here on GCN and Natural News, naturalnews.com, co-branding the United States of Health Talk Radio. And we're glad to be with you today. Certainly, it's a summertime topic, mowing the lawn. Of course, I always encourage you to grow food, not lawns. But until we're all there, we're going to have to cover some of the folks that still have lawns and teenagers who don't want to cut them. Now, why is this a topic today? Well, it's an interesting new technique that wasn't around when I was growing up. When you can't or you don't have somebody to mow the lawn for you, you want your kid to do it and they won't do it, how about calling the SWAT team?
There you go.
Not kidding.
That's
not
right.
Kidding. Arlington,
now,
Texas.
Now, had somebody come after me with an AK-47 when I was a teenager, I probably would have mowed the lawn.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to know how to motivate the teens. But this is a real story here. Check it out. You know, we'll have it linked up at robertscatbell.com where the notes are each day. But my goodness, here's the title of the article here at Blacklisted News. SWAT team raid. I'm stumbling on the words because it's such a far out story. I can't believe SWAT team raid sustainable organic co-op for drugs. Wait a second. What is a sustainable co-op for drugs? There's no such thing as a sustainable organic co-op for drugs.
I know.
What? This is a weird title.
Yes, it is kind of. It's hard if you don't put the pauses in there where they belong. It just kind of runs together. Basically, a SWAT team raided a co-op, which we've talked about this before. Not the first time this has ever happened.
Right.
They raided the co-op looking for illegal drugs.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Now I'm with you. All right. So it's not a co-op for drugs. They didn't find any, and then they
didn't find any.
After all was said and done, darn it, we didn't find any drugs. What are we going to do with all this show of force? All of our M16s are going to waste. I know. Let's make them mow their lawn.
That's right.
Yeah. The SWAT team's now not having enough to do in Arlington, Texas. They're going into food cooperatives and having them mow the lawn. Super Don, you're right. This is a story kind of we've covered thematically here, and this is a crazy country we live in now in America. Not the land of the free, but the land of the SWAT-induced lawn mowing agencies. We've talked about the FDA team raiding cooperatives as well, raiding health food stores as well. For goodness sake, they're actually selling supplements that might reverse cancer. We can't have that happening without FDA approval. But this is a small-town sustainable organic co-op called the Garden of Eden. Out of Arlington, Texas.
Ooh, now that sounds dangerous to me.
The Garden of Eden, because, of course, it references a simpler time in our history. And, of course, the only problem with the Garden of Eden was not the snake who tricked Eve into eating the apple. Was the fact they didn't have enough lawnmowers in the Garden of Eden. But we got that problem taken care of with SWAT teams coming in to make you mow the lawn. Now, there's a little more behind this story. There is. It's not just that they showed up to make them mow the lawn. They had drone surveillance, police helicopters, because they were concerned that this Garden of Eden co-op outside Arlington, Texas, might be growing a plant that God created. And you know the one I'm talking about, cannabis, or they call it marijuana or ganja. So over a dozen police and heavily armed SWAT team officers held those present on site at gunpoint. What was it, like about 10 hours during the day?
Yes, 10 hours.
Including a mom of a 22-month-old baby, separating them out because you know how dangerous they are. We cannot have them throw blocks of organic raw cheese at the SWAT team, so they've got to hold them down with big guns.
That's
and
right.
And this is the kind of concept of what we've been talking about, the growth of the police state. Now, we do have other mentions a little later in the program, and I'm going to clue you into that, including New Hampshire wanting tanks to deal with libertarians and people who believe in food sovereignty. But that's coming up. Also, we got to talk energy today on the show. Fukushima, big article at naturalnews.com, and I'm encouraging you to read there. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Are we Fukushima'd? Are we being Fukushima'd to death? And how does this thing play out? Well, Liam Sheff, he is with us today. He'll be joining us in a little while. He's the author of Official Stories, and we're going to bust up another official story related to energy production and radiation exposure. Then in hour two, Chris Wark, chrisbeatcancer.com. Yes, we're going to do it. We ask no permission of the Fear and Death Administration. We are going to cure cancer once again in the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Archives are up at naturalnewsradio.com as well as at gcnlive.com. All the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And because we are now having a complete broadcast facility through GCN, board op, phones, and everything, you can call me up at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you can't get through for any reason, you can leave a voicemail there, but we should be able to have the phones open for you sometime during the day today. So there we go. Super Don is the super producer. He is known as Super Don. Why? Well, we found
here
him.
Here I come to save the day.
That's right.
Yes.
We found him homeless on the street drinking lots of coffee. And I told him, you know, you're putting the coffee in the wrong end.
No, that will not. Well, no, no. I'm sorry. I just can't do that.
Well, okay.
Coffee goes in the in hole, not the out hole.
Well, listen, the reason I call him Super Don is because the things I'm not sure about, I'll send over to Super Don and he'll test them for me. And if he lives,
yeah,
we know they're good. And that way we can
thank
talk
you
about them on the air. No, that's
thank
not.
You
but,
so much.
It's true, Super Don. A lot of the things I have sent you, like remember the Sovereign Silver First Aid, Joe?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, I know I have a tendency to ramble on about Sovereign Silver because I'm so impressed with it. You know, I've never tried it before. You sent it to me, and that stuff is amazing. I mean, the very first time I used it, I burned my finger. You know, and, you know, I was Super Mom for a long time, you know,
yeah.
As well, you know, Mr. Mom. And I burned my finger, and I was like, hey, I'm supposed to put the stuff on the burn. And so I burned it, put the stuff on it, cured it.
So,
I got a cold sore, and I put some on there, cured it. The stuff is fantastic. It works
This
great.
Is the stuff that gets you to throw away all your Neosporin. And by the way, no, Super Don actually does try everything. It's just the one I said, the coffee enemas, he refuses to try.
No.
But he's still super because he makes us sound so good. So thank you. Now, again, this is for those that are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, longtime listeners through Natural News Radio and syndicated on Sunday through GCN as well, know all about what we do here. Now, back to this Garden of Eden story. This is a small intentional community, as they call it, based on sustainability. So you can imagine, I mean, all you're caring to do is grow your own food, provide food to folks that want it. You're not engaged in fraud or force. Nobody's forced to come in and buy stuff. You have a little club. It's not even open to the public, I don't believe. And ultimately, this all of this show of force to go after this marijuana plant that didn't even exist on their property in any way, shape, or form, they made an arrest based on unrelated outstanding traffic violations. And then the code violations come in because, oh, my gosh, your blackberry plants are not – we don't have a permit for them. You're going to have to pull them up. And, hey, while you're at it, mow the lawn. I'm not kidding. This is incredible.
How about it's not, oops, I'm sorry. We made a mistake. We thought you were growing marijuana, but you're not, so sorry. No. It's like, let's find out something we can get these guys for. And it would have been ridiculous enough for them to have to face and eat crow, right, about the, oops, we thought you were guys were you know, pot farmers, and now you're not. But no, they're going to go in and they're going to say, oh, I'm sorry, you're not up to code. You better mow your lawn before we leave, otherwise what? Yeah, what are we going to do? What is the FBI? I mean, really, the FBI now enforces lawn codes? Lawn length codes? I mean, what was next? Are they going to check to see and make sure that the hedges are trimmed correctly or something?
Hey, didn't they get the memo that Sanjay Gupta has already admitted that cannabis is actually good for you?
No,
that's a cure for cancer.
You know what? The FBI wouldn't care about Sanjay Gupta now. However, had Eric Holder done something like that, then maybe they would be listening, right?
Well, by the way, Eric Holder has gone on record saying that they want to kind of back off on the prosecutions of nonviolent drug offenses. Their claim is that there's too many people in prison and we can't afford it. Of course, it always comes down to economics, but I think they know which way the wind is blowing, and they have lost the battle. They have lost the war certainly on cannabis, and it's only a matter of time before they roll it back everywhere. Texas is a little slow to get the memo. We understand that. We've got lots of listeners down there in Texas. Hang in there. Eventually, they'll recognize that God created the plant and that actually it is beneficial for curing cancer, for alleviating many painful inflammatory conditions, including mental and emotional imbalances. So it's an extraordinary plant, but it sort of threatens a lot of industries. That was the main reason why it was attacked so long ago. Now, what else do we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? We talk about the methods, the substances, the energies associated with bringing the power to heal back to you. Now, we do have messages in between breaks that we want you to listen to and say thanks, but of course at robertscottbell.com, lots of links to lots of great things, including ASEA, which is the simplest of supplements that you can drink every day. And to enhance your supplement regimen, whatever you take, whatever you do, and makes it as much as 50 times more efficient, because we're talking about enhancing the stabilizing of redox signaling molecules. So check that out online. We have a link to that in the show notes. Also, remember that oxygen is definitely the key to everything, including detoxification, including regeneration, including neutralizing microbes, pathogens, etc. And we get that from OxyRSB.com. Go check it out, OxyRSB.com. Right now there's a special deal there. You go to OxyRSB, order anything, including the OxySulfur, which I use to combat the chemtrails that are floating overhead, and you get that with the OxyLift and everything else, 20% off plus. You're eligible to receive 4 DVDs, a $50 value, absolutely free. We'll tell you about a lot more things you can get to bring that power to heal back to you, but this is what we do on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday through Friday. No, Sunday through Friday, right here on GCN.
That's right.
And naturalnewsradio.com. Thank you, Super Don. We'll be back. Liam Sheff is scheduled. We've got questions on hepatitis C, shale oil, and nuclear radiation after this.
Woo!
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Robert Scott Bell Show here on GCNLive.com and, of course, NaturalNewsRadio.com, NaturalNews.com. Big article on Fukushima. We've been covering it here on the air since the beginning, of course. And got a message in from Massage Monica. I don't know if that's a commandment or if that's her name, but her name is Monica. She says, "Hey, Robert, also always love your show. Congrats on hitting the airwaves via radio with GCN. Last week, Liam Sheff again addressed the shale oil drilling, as he has many times, thankfully. However, this week I got a mental picture associated with the shale drilling. I saw the earth much like a little kid getting her vaccines. All the water and chemicals forced into the earth to extract oil is amazingly similar to the stuff shoved through vaccine needles into little kids' bodies. Felt a deep sadness for the earth and our kids. I, too, am asking the angels for help for all of this. Blessings, Monica." Monica, thank you. Blessings back to you, and blessings to Liam Sheff. He's here with me right now talking shale oil, energy, Fukushima, and beyond. Liam, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. First time live with GCN as well.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. I know. You've been on the Sunday show. That's true. We're 6 days a week now. How cool is that, Liam?
Look at you talking fast. You got live pressure all over you.
I'm buzzing. Buzzing with live energy.
You've been so laid back. It's been 2.5 years. If we can get away with anything.
Well,
now you have live listeners.
Yeah, I can no longer cuss on the air.
No, well, nobody really did. Richard Pearl dropped the thing now, and then we had to go back and hit the time reverse button.
What is it with the name Richard? Because Richard Thomas, out from R. Thomas in Atlanta, the 80-year-old restaurant owner, he also dropped one of those words on the air. But we've gotten through it. We'll be okay. Now
we'll be all right.
Yeah, the question fracking. Comment from Monica, fracking.
You want to talk fracking?
Yeah, the shale oil thing, because that was the imagery Monica brought to it, the thing like injecting toxic poisons back into the earth, as if there's not enough stuff down there in a naturally occurring way, but what the shale oil, the shale drilling and fracking is all about.
Well, fracking is the process. All right, so we're running low on cheap available oil. Despite what Lindsay Williams or whatever his name is says, we've run low on cheap, easily available oil that comes up at, you know, hundreds of thousands of barrels per day and week from wells. So it's just harder and harder to get. The majority of oil-producing countries in the world have what they call peaked a long time ago or recently. The United States peaked in 1970, and we've been a net importer ever since. Britain peaked a long time ago and then found the North Sea, and then ran burned through that in about 10 to 15 years, and has peaked since 2005, has been, or 6, been a net importer, 5. So, you know, despite the fantasies, and I challenge anybody in the audience, you know, to really put some critical thinking to this, and anybody wants to imagine, oil fields do peak. You drill a well, it produces a lot, you drill 1,000 wells, they produce, you drill 1,400 wells, and suddenly they're not producing as much, and you drill 2,000 more wells, and you're still not getting as much, and then you can't really get much out of the ground. So fracking is when you go to an area not of oil, you're going to really dirty shale, and you're going to drill holes, and you're going to use new drilling technology to drill sideways and horizontally, thousands, thousands of feet. You're going to put a long pipe. You're going to try to put concrete around it. The concrete's going to break in a lot of places and not even take in a lot of places. You're going to flood it with millions of gallons of water every time you power the water through there to crack the shale, that to suck out some oil from this sticky rock. Now, this is tough work. This is a lot different than drilling through a salt dome and having 10,000 barrels of oil squirting up, you know, through a well top. It's a very, very different business. So we've been told that we've got first Professor Obama said that we had 100 years of, you know, natural gas and oil from this. It's been rounded down to, you know, maybe 50. Maybe it's 50. No, maybe it's 20. Well, the conservative estimate is that we're probably going to peak in this shale business by 2020, 2022, looking at the Bakken shale, looking at the Barnett shale in Texas. It's a lot of data to go through, but really all you have to figure out is how hard is it to get the stuff out of the ground? The answer is it's pretty hard. You got to pollute a lot of water. You got to damage a lot of people's wells. You got to pollute a lot of the air. You got to release a lot of poison into the air. It's a limited-term project, and it ain't the same thing that we used to do.
No, it's not. It's not. And then we're going to talk about what, you know, the things we gain for a short term. We could be planting, let's say, bottles of water, light bulbs through the roof, and there's a cool story on this I want you to know about as well. There are ways that we can reduce energy consumption, survive the transition, and be better off and healthier for it. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show live on GCN as well as naturalnewsradio.com. Go to robertscottbell.com. Lots more healing to go with Liam Sheff after the break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? eggs. Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell.
You can't say Bell.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
I'm sorry, Don. He's working it. If you can't say Bell, just hear me ring. All right. And hear Liam Sheff roar. He's the author of Official Stories. He's a good friend, and he's doing a lot of good work in researching the energy. He has the Energy Show Sunday nights, 10 Eastern. I'll let you know more about that. We're talking about the shale oil, the poisoning of the planet for a few more years of easy energy, or semi-easy energy, but a very, very high price to pay. And then we're watching the collapse of nuclear energy, the nuclear industry, which is not a free market industry in any way, shape, or form. We'll get into that. but we were talking about the shale issue. And, Liam, any major blockbuster discoveries this past week? Because each week you come through something else that you're finding. Most of it, not really happy news, but I guess some, like this light bulb thing, this guy that invented light bulbs that are basically clear plastic bottles he's shoving through the roof with water in it, and it's creating an ability to have light during the day in a darker home with no electricity. It's just sunlight.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, are we on the radio?
That's the rumor.
It's just the rumor.
Just the rumor.
Over in Southeast Asia, I believe it was, and it's probably gone around the world now, people were in a certain area living in essentially these tin can domes that would go over their heads, and it provided them shelter from the rain, of course, but, you know, it's dark. So somebody said, I have an idea. I'll take this old Pepsi bottle and strip it of its paper, fill it with water. The water refracted through the bottom and illuminated the inside. It was just, it really worked for that environment. That's a very low cost, easy solution. And as we know, plastic never goes away. So
yeah, I will use
so that
it
thing
something.
Will last longer than your house. But we have the fracking going on. We have oil going on. I will answer people who ask me if oil isn't made somewhere by the Martian lizard people who live inside of the planet, but it's going to be a short answer, which is probably not. It's probably a very old thing related to algae because it looks a bit like algae under the microscope. Like coal is related to plants, and you can tell that it comes from, you know, old bogs because it's got fossils in it and plant fossils and animal fossils in it. So this stuff looks to have been in limited supply. We've burned through, all the good stuff. You know, if I say half, you'll get the wrong idea. We burn through the good stuff, the cheaply available, easy to find stuff, in 100 years. The population has grown from about 1.5 billion at 1900 to about 7 billion at 2010, which lets you know how the population is reliant on oil-based agriculture. So the powers that be know this. They'd love you to waste your time arguing about whether oil's made inside somewhere, you know, a core of the earth by the alien lizard people. They'd love you to waste your time talking about if we could just get them to release the free energy machine, then we'd all be fine. They'd love you to do that. I can't really help you with that. What I can tell you is that they're going to be selling you nuclear power. I know that the Fukushima thing is ongoing, and we can talk about that, but I'm going to tell you that they're going to be selling you nuclear power, even though nuclear power has been a horrific, we can say, failure. Now the defenders will say that it provides us 20% of our energy, 75% of their electricity in France, 20% here in the United States, 30 to 40% in England. So it's used all over the world, and there are hundreds and hundreds of these nuclear power plants with hundreds and hundreds of reactors. But there are three reactors melting down on the coast of Japan. The same model, the Mark I reactor, is in Vermont. It's called the Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant, whose lease expired in 2012 and then was renewed for another 20 years. Amid reports, rumors, speculation, and fear, based on a lot of reality, that this thing is past its due date, shouldn't be renewed, but it's providing, you know, 18% of the electricity in the area. You can't just shut down 18% without people losing jobs and losing income. And the only thing, you know, that people seem to care about in a short-term argument here in America is, but, you know, I lost hours on my job. Well, okay, let's talk about Fukushima. Go ahead. You tell me what you know, Robert.
Well, since I remember covering this when the story broke, and, you know, we were very concerned about the long-term ramifications, not just the short burst of radiation that may have required some folks to say, let's run out and get some potassium iodide, but now we're talking about a disaster that spans more generations than we can count, not on one hand, not on two hands, but on a million hands, with the active rate of decay being so slow for certain aspects of what's being released. And right now with Fukushima leaking into the ocean consistently, perhaps it never stopped since the beginning, these realities are becoming just horrendous. Now, we covered this, I think last week, you and I, Liam, you were talking about the cultural issues related to the Japanese people and why this has been allowed to go on. I think Mike Adams hinted at some of it in the article that he wrote at Natural News, he had this one up. Fukushima now in a state of emergency, leaking 300 tons of radioactive water into the ocean daily. But we come to a scary statement, an extinction-level event. If not outright 100% of the people, we're seeing increases in infant mortality and certainly thyroid diseases, different immune dysfunction, that they won't point back to the nuclear radiation because it's not like a sudden die-off all at once. It's enough people that end up in hospitals, and people die in hospitals all the time, and they've discounted that hospitals have anything to do with it. So we have a very serious event that's not happening like a plane wreck all at once, and then you have the news media all over it for a day or two or three, and that's it.
Okay, so let's talk about the reality. Everybody is slowly waking up to pay attention. The New York Times is paying attention slowly. This is a 2.5-year-old issue. This has been going on for 2.5 years. There is a spill last month from a nuclear plant in North Carolina? There's at one of the sites in Washington State, one of the sites. The nuclear program creeps up on the imagination. We've lived with this monster in the background for 30 plus 40 years since the era of the Atoms for Peace. That's 60 years, really. Dwight Eisenhower after World War II. The nuclear power industry, I will argue, and other people will argue, is just a front group for nuclear weapons manufacturers. It's a way that they can sort of validate their work and keep the processing of, you know, uranium going, the mining of this stuff, plutonium. So the new nuclear will come out and say, we're not like the old nuclear. Kirk Sorensen will promote the sodium, you know, liquid sodium fluoride reactors, and he'll say, well, these are wonderful, and well, do you have any working? Well, sort of, not really. We need money. Send money. You know, nuclear power always likes to get over on you by telling you it's safe and clean and green, that it doesn't produce CO2. It's a huge, funny lie. Every nuclear power plant, according to nuclear energy industry, takes as much concrete as the Pentagon and as much steel as the Empire State Building, 300 miles of copper wiring and 130,000 electrical components. Those don't appear out of the Trix rabbit's hat, you know. That ain't free. You got to use a lot of coal, oil, natural gas, limestone, metal, copper, rare earths, and everything else to build this crap. So it is not free. It's not. I don't worry that much about carbon dioxide, but it's not CO2 free. More importantly, it's not radioactively free. And it's the radioactive waste which gets my attention. I don't know about you.
Yeah, well, the price is way higher than the cheapness, if you will, if they claim per kilowatt hour to produce. As you said, also the production of the facility itself is like building a small or medium-sized city, and the energy input versus the output, you weigh it all out. But at the end of the day, if you've got a form of energy that tends to leak, and I think they had to shut down the one down in San Diego County, San Onofre, so that I don't even think they're bringing it back online. There are problems with this, and the free market would not support it. As we know, government underwrites every aspect of this, including the insurance that no private insurance company on the planet would, in the right mind, underwrite. So this is a completely false market to say that this is the best way to go. This is the best we got.
Right. This is let's be honest, though. These three meltdowns that are ongoing with 460 tons of spent material. By the way, the American Yankee power plant in Vermont has what they say nearly full fuel pools. Nuclear power just stays where it is. France has been exporting its nuclear power for decades to Russia, and sometimes reprocesses it and sends it where? To China, to Japan. So Japan's fuel at this Fukushima disaster is called mixed oxide or MOX fuel. You'll see that, which means it contains plutonium as well as uranium. Plutonium will just kill a brother. 24,000-year half-life. I think it's entirely realistic to say that, short of a miracle that I don't see happening, they'll have to evacuate great swaths of Tokyo within the next 2 years. The Pacific Ocean is the most likely holding place for the vast majority of spent fuel and radioactive material from Fukushima. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. You can't airlift the stuff. You can't send people to deal with, you know, rods that are cooled now to burning level. They're cooled to 100 degrees Celsius. Not, you understand, that's not their hot temperature. Hot is 1,000 degrees.
So they're cooled down to the boiling temperature of water. If they're lucky, that's where they're going with this.
If they're lucky, that means they're going to dump this. Somebody's going to have to bomb it, blow the reactor off, throw the stuff into the sea, and the Pacific Ocean will be the increase in becquerel, strontium, cesium will be spread and diluted through the entire world's ocean system.
Well, hence the whole Godzilla mythology of the monster movie era of the 1950s with nuclear energy coming to pass as a reality here.
Tell me I'm wrong. I mean, I'm making an argument to the air, but you tell me I'm wrong and tell me what magic they can do. I'm all ears, and I want good ideas, so I'm not here to be a fatalist. I'm just telling you how gravity works.
Well, you know what we'll do? We'll tell the people who believe that hepatitis C is real are wrong. After the break, we'll transition into some things you can do. Doesn't mean there's not such a thing as liver disease. Don't go all freaky on me. But you can call us, 866-939-BELL. One more segment with Liam Sheff here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com, and we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Clavella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The body and brain diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Health here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Of course we do. One of the biggest threats right now coming out, of course, radiation from Fukushima and other potential nuclear leaks or actual nuclear leaks. To cover that with us, he's got his own show, The Energy Show, 10 p.m. Eastern, Sunday nights. Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories and a whole lot of other cool stuff. In fact, there's a Robin that wrote in who actually bought your book, Liam, Official Stories. And she says, hello, I finally listened to your show last week, which addressed my question about the questionable existence of hepatitis C virus and its different genotypes. Definitely, I'm still confused and not convinced either way, but have purchased Liam's book, Official Stories, and hoping for more clues. It is so difficult because all but a handful, mainly those who drink alcohol, of my patients who have undergone interferon, ribavirin, TX for this disease have cleared the virus, quote-unquote, and appear to be doing very well. My patients are, for the most part, quite marginalized and unfortunately cannot afford to buy supplements or even healthy food, even those who have full-time jobs. So I'm glad I can at least offer them information they will rarely receive from their federally subsidized healthcare providers. So even though I have to don a Medicaid uniform each day, I want to do my best to offer the truth to these fragile birds. I hope Liam is able to shed some light on my question. Thanks, Robin. Liam, go.
Well, the tritium and the radioactive strontium, I'm reading from the FDA website, is going to be helpful in dislocating the hepatitis C from your adenoidal sphincter.
So, oh, well, there you go. Problem solved.
Problem solved.
No more oncologists necessary. Just breathe the air, drink the water, drink the milk.
Yeah, just breathe the air, drink the water, eat the milk, eat the cheese, lay in the grass, more or less. Hep C has no chance against this radioactive fallout that we're going to be living. Okay, hepatitis C used to be called hepatitis non-type A, non-type B. It was a non-specific liver inflammation. They made a test for it. They do PCR, which is called polymerase chain reaction, which means they amplify some tiny segment of stuff they find in somebody's cell to a degree of probably trillions. They don't really know really what they're amplifying. And then they say that they found something, and they say that you have Hep C. But they only say you have Hep C if they only really look for you to be in your 50s, late 40s to 70s, if you've had a history of what? Drug abuse,
alcoholism,
pharmaceutical abuse.
Yeah.
You know, somebody in my family, let's say an aunt of mine, had a severe medical intervention decades ago, and she had to take pharmaceuticals. And then when she got into her 60s, they said, "Oh, well, we're very surprised. You have hepatitis C." Well, you know, it couldn't be more surprising to this woman who, you know, lives a bit like a church mouse. You know, well, how did I get it? The toilet seat? Please, you know, I spray every toilet seat before I sit on it. So I had to explain to her that they lied to her, that she had so much liver damage from pharmaceuticals that you can just click the make-believe Hep C test over, and then they give you interferon, which has no clinical viability in extending your life. I mean, this is really deadly to a system. It's very, very rough on a system.
Well, and it's toxic enough to kill stuff, so they can say, oh, look, some kind of count is lower, and you know, whether you feel better or not, most people on interferon do not feel better. Our focal point here in healing is restoring health and function to the liver, supplying the selenium necessary, utilizing homeopathic drainage remedies, right frequency, whatever we got to do. But the point is, the Hep C is a red herring. It causes you to direct yourself to drugs that kill stuff that end up killing you.
Right. So avoid the virologic test. Clean your liver. How do you clean your liver? How do you clean your liver, Robert?
We do selenium. We do glutathione enhanced. We take the One World Way, by the way. We love that as well. But listen, there are a lot of ways. We got to move again. We got to eat lower on the food chain. We got to eat things that support liver function. There are things that we can do. Of course, now we've got the added insult of GMOs and ionizing radiation, thanks to the nuclear industry, that would not exist in any free market anywhere, and that's a big part of it. Liam, real quick, we're almost out of time. How do they listen to the Energy Show?
They go to Unbound Radio, unboundradio.com, 10 to midnight on Sundays, Eastern Standard Time, the only time zone in the world, Eastern Standard Time.
Of course, New York, the center of the universe, the big organic radioactive apple. Liam Schaff, thank you, my friend. Superdom is with us. We're going to cure cancer next hour. Chris Wark, ChrisBeatCancer.com. He's going to be with me in Atlanta at the Healing Strong Conference, the 13th through the 15th. Also, the week before that, the 6th through the 8th, in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'll be there for the American Naturopathic Medical Association doing my thing. So I look forward to seeing you all out there. We're going to be back after the news. Why? Because on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten-Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.